Next item is Thomas J. Tenafoss, conditional use 1611, site plan on Road 582.
This is a site plan for repairs and manufacturing of shipping containers, also known as pallets, located on 4.23 acres. The conditional use was approved by the county council June 28th of 2005. The use was in operation prior to the conditional use being approved. It's remained in operation since the approval date. The conditions of approval are referenced on the site plan. The only new structure that is being proposed is a 16-foot-high stockade fence. One of the stipulations of this approval was that the pallets are not permitted to be stored higher than the fence. If preliminary approval is granted, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. Normally, the ordinance permits the height of a fence to be 7 feet. Commercial district, Lawrence could prove, what, any height, really, right?
Yeah, well, in this situation, the fence is located to meet within the setback, so it doesn't affect. You could actually build a building where he's putting the fence. So basically, it's not any higher than the building that exists. I think the building's the same height.
So I'm clear on this, though. The original condition was that they couldn't put the pallets higher than the fence. So did they put the pallets higher than the fence and then request to build the fence higher to meet the pallets?
They didn't have a fence.
Oh, all right. Nice.
The pallets were the fence for a while.
Is this the property there near Bridgeville?
Yeah, it's the old hatchery site, just off 404, the bypass.
I think, you know, I've had discussions about this particular site in terms of how it's maintained after the conditional use hearing. I know that we had pallets kind of strewn everywhere, haphazard, and...
That's why he has had a fence.
And there was trailers that were on the property and...
A little bit trailers on that site. I mean, what type trailers?
The, like, tractor trailer.
All trailers, yeah.
Yeah, the enclosed trailers.
It was a hatchery site previously.
Yeah. Well, I like the 16-high-foot fence, at least it blocks every time I go to the Bay Bridge.
Can't see it.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve CU 1611 site plan for a road on Road 582 for Thomas J. Tenafoss as a preliminary and final. Could be subject to staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
So moving to second to approve Thomas J. Tenafoss, conditional use number 1611, site plan on Road 582 as a preliminary with the final by the staff upon receipt of all the permits. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.